We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, beloved viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms and reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Q-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Arcerna.
In Brazil, in Sagung Salo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Redito TV. In Colombia, in Guaranda, Channel 28 on Guaranda TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guatecha TV. And in Ubate, Channel 38 on Cable Ba TV. In Bogota, in Villamayor and El Adaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Asoparapórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Agua Rizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia, and in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA.
In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcoval. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Ningcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Ha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Union donates more than 5 million euros in laboratory equipment to Zambia. In environmental news, an eco-travel company promotes responsible tourism in Olac or Vietnam. In good governance news, a ban on plastic bags is successfully implemented in the capital of Chad. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 6th, prominent Argentinian journalist and human rights activist Mr. Jacobo Timerman was born in 1923. He became well respected in Argentina as a skilled reporter in the 1950s and later founded the widely read newspaper La Opinión in 1971. It focused on human rights, as did Mr. Timerman's several books. Mr. Timerman was honored with several international prizes. Among them are the prestigious Golden Pen of Freedom Award in 1980 by the World Association of Newspapers, the Conscience and Media Award by the American Society of Journalists and Authors in 1981, and the Letelier Moffitt Human Rights Award by the United States-based Institute for Policy Studies. May extraordinary individuals such as Mr. Jacobo Timerman continue to advocate for the well-being of all.
Flying news. Snow disrupts travel in California, USA. Beginning Sunday, January 2nd, rare heavy snowfall covered a region from Las Vegas, Nevada to Southern California, blocking numerous highway sections with ice and up to 6 inches of snowfall. A 19-year-old perished due to a weather-related incident as State Highway Patrol personnel responded to 56 accidents within just a 5-hour period. Continued blizzard conditions prompted closure of a 30-mile stretch of the main Interstate 5 highway for a second day across the 4,160-foot high Tejon Pass, about 70 miles north of Los Angeles.
Drivers were sent on long detours, with some pulling over to sleep in their cars as traffic was brought to a halt. The easing of conditions on Monday afternoon allowed officials to begin escorting vehicles in groups of 500 across the mountain pass. Our appreciation, California and Nevada Highway Patrol personnel, for your efforts to ensure the safety of motorists. May we be safeguarded from such dangerous conditions as humanity's gentler lifestyles restore the balance of the ecosphere.
UK and Indonesia rattled by earthquakes. On Monday evening, January 3rd, a rare tremor measuring 3.6 on the Richter scale was registered in northern England, just west of Reaper, North Yorkshire. As the second to hit the region in 2 weeks, the tremor was strongly felt over 80 kilometers away in Cumbria and West Yorkshire.
On Tuesday morning in Indonesia, a magnitude 5.0 quake shook Jember in East Java. Fortunately, there were no immediate reports of damage or injuries. While we are thankful for the safety of those in the quake-hit areas, we pray that such disturbances may soon be reduced as we strive for kinder stewardship of our shared planetary home.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Live video conference celebrates book premiere of Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry. On the auspicious occasion of both the New Year and Formosa or Taiwan Centennial, the Chinese edition of Supreme Master Ching Hai's elegant poetry collection, The Love of Centuries, premiered in Taipei on Saturday, January 1st. The book release garnered the attention of the news media, as well as Keelung Radio Station on channel AM 792 and Taipei Elan Industry on FM 89.9.
青海无上师他提供的高度是比较高的，我觉得。可是他也非常体贴的，就作为一个诗人的角色，抚慰了我们小小的心灵。对，多层次的一个关照了哈。嗯，对。The exciting launch for the Love of Centuries was held at the Shinkong Mitsukoshi Xinyi New Life Square A9 to A11, with some attendees arriving from as far away as Shanghai, China. by the end of the day, the more than 1,100 books on hand had been sold out. Also in attendance were distinguished guests, including National Central Library Curator Ku Min, Taiwan Institute for Sustainable Energy Chairman Dr. Eugene Chan, Golden Bell Award-winning documentary film director Lin Seng-yu, Morningstar Theater Chief Art Officer R. Kuo, and Peking Opera Master Chia Hua Ta. Other notable readers who offered comments about the book via video message included artist Fu Juan, acclaimed designer La Mech, famous actress of Formosan opera Tang Mei-yun, and masterclass calligrapher Chang Huan-pin.
Highlighting the event was a message from the poet herself, who had been invited as a special guest of honor and attended via live video conference. In addition to expressing her greetings and congratulations to the Formosan people, Supreme Master Qinghai conveyed a sincere wish for all poetry lovers.
某一些动物，某一些家庭的，我是某些东西，我们爱家人啊，爱我们的宠物，爱我们的亲人，爱我们的爱人，终于就是爱天上啊，爱上帝啊，爱上帝是爱我们自己本来面目的，原本的那个品质，最高尚的品质，最灵性的品质。
我们每个都喜欢那种浪漫的瓶子啊，OK， 为什么呢？因为那个就是反应，就是代表我们那边的那个最高级的爱，最那个原稿的爱。
After the conference, enthusiastic participants shared their deep impressions of Supreme Master Qinghai and the love of centuries.
这样子的一个新书发表会啊，是非常特别的，而且能够有这么多人来参与啊，我想这个不能说是创举的话，也是很难得的。但是最重要的，在这个新年开始的时候，大家有一份希望能够探求这个大爱旷世。
这种人跟人之间的这种动物之间啊，还有跟大地之间的这样的一个大爱的心情，我觉得是非常重要的。
其实我也被现场的朋友们以及亲爱无上师的话所感动，因为我觉得这个整个思想啊是代表亲爱无上师他本人的一种心境、一种心胸，以及对万物之爱的最佳的表现。
这个印尼深寒啊，都是叫人看了就改变他的内在，改变他的心情。
We join in joyful celebration of the premiere of the Chinese language edition of The Love of Centuries, as we also sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for sharing these moving and intimate verses with the public. May readers around the world be inspired by such expressions of the everlasting care of the divine to foster a kinder, harmonious planet.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full rebroadcast of this live video conference at a later date on Words of Wisdom with multi-language subtitles.
The Chinese edition of the book, The Love of Centuries, is available online at www.kingstone.com.tw.
International community strives to maintain peace in Africa's Côte d'Ivoire. Leaders of West African nations, the African Union, the United Nations, and many international governments have been seeking diplomatic resolution to disputed results of the country's recent presidential election. While the United Nations has determined Mr. Alassane Ouattara to be the next head of state, incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo has proclaimed himself the winner. Out of concern for their safety, many residents have fled the country, taking shelter in neighboring Liberia, where the UN World Food Program has airlifted emergency food supplies. Following a second visit to the nation by West African leaders, President Gbagbo announced he would lift a blockade around the temporary headquarters of Mr. Alassane Ouattara and that he is willing to negotiate a peaceful exit without preconditions. "We appreciate these gestures and all the international efforts toward diplomatic resolution. Our prayers for the soon restoration of lasting peace for all the gentle-hearted people of Côte d'Ivoire."
Tibetan Lama reverses gangrene with meditation.
When Lama Pagyab Rinpoche initially developed gangrene in one leg due to complications of diabetes, three U.S. medical specialists offered the recommendation of having his leg amputated or facing death as the condition spread.
However, being a brave and spiritual man, Lama Rinpoche decided to heed the advice of his mentor, His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama, and meditate instead. Although the swelling and pain increased during the early period of his daily day-long meditation practice, after 9 months the swelling was reduced and he could walk with the help of crutches. Soon after that, he was able to walk on his own.
Fascinated by his recovery, medical anthropology researcher Dr. William C. Bushell and New York University neuroscientist Dr. Zoran Josipovic are working with Lama Rinpoche to study his brain while he meditates inside an MRI scanner. With their findings scheduled to be published this year, Dr. Josipovic explained, "It is possible to optimize one's life experience through the cultivation of subtle cognitive states generated through meditation, and that these are accompanied by changes in the anatomical structure of the brain. Lama Pagyab Rinpoche, we too marvel at your process as we rejoice in your recovered health."
May our ever-expanding insights into spiritual practice inspire many toward renewed hope and faith in the divine.
Pakistani state governor remembered. Governor Salman Taseer of Punjab, Pakistan's most populous state, sadly lost his life to gunshot wounds on January 4th as he was stepping into his car. The governor had become known for his open support and call for the release of Mrs. Asia Bibi, a Christian Pakistani woman who had been sentenced to death for alleged blasphemy. Tributes for the statesman came from across the political spectrum, and Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari declared a 3-day period of mourning. "Our sincere condolences to the family and friends for the untimely loss of Governor Taseer. May his soul rest peacefully in heaven's infinite comfort and light."
Save our planet. Heavy oils and tar sands create more emissions. As the world's reservoirs of light crude oil dwindle, petroleum exploration and development in the U.S. has been placing greater emphasis on finding and processing so-called unconventional oil stocks, such as tar sands and heavy oils. However, extracting and refining these sources generates up to 39% more greenhouse gas emissions.
Mr. Greg Karras of the U.S.-based Communities for a Better Environment warns of the consequences of methods such as tar sand extraction. He stated, "While we talk about the need to transition to more sustainable forms of energy, actual dollar investments are increasingly skewed towards investing in more pollution-intensive, more energy-intensive, primary sources of petroleum."
Thank you, Mr. Karras and Communities for a Better Environment, for highlighting the increasing environmental and climate costs of fossil fuel-based energy sources. Let us all work more diligently toward implementing truly carbon-neutral technologies in all aspects of our lives.
During an April 2009 video conference in South Korea, Supreme Master Qinghai, as on previous occasions, addressed our need for cleaner energy as part of a larger priority solution for global warming.
"But if we are frugal and use less on materials, we can decrease some of our reliance on energy sources and reduce somewhat our greenhouse gas emission. But, as mentioned earlier, being vegan is the most frugal and the key to a more secure and stable world. With a halt to livestock raising, we will stop producing enormous amounts of methane, a gas which is 72 times more potent in heat-trapping qualities than CO2. I think we should encourage people to be vegan, and we will see so much new inventions in time. New technology that are beneficial and safe for our world. Right now, vegan is the solution. Everything else we can discuss later when we are still alive."
Save save our planet, U.S. scientists studying thin-film solar energy find that it requires just 1/10 the amount of equivalent material as nuclear energy to produce the same amount of electricity.
Warning news. The Consumer Protection Council, or CPC of Nigeria, warns of substandard tobacco product being sold in the marketplace, known as spotted cigarettes, that is to say are certain to cause even more untimely deaths than regular tobacco.
Hello, I'm Jenty the Gorilla, a happy vegan. Today I have a health tip on a wonderful gift of nature, rose hips. Just 1 cup of these nutritious berries contains vitamin C equivalent to 40 oranges. They also have vitamins A, D and E, iron, calcium, antioxidants and fatty acids. These delicious berries can be used in applesauce, soups and stews, syrups, puddings, marmalade, tarts, breads and pie, or made into a jam or jelly. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for watching. Now, the weather around the world.
In world news, the European Union donates 5.3 million euros in laboratory equipment to Zambia. The contribution is to foster trade and growth by supporting quality checking of imported and exported products. Zambia Bureau of Standards will use the equipment, which was given as part of a 5-year capacity building for the private sector development project funded by the European Union. Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister, His Excellency Felix Mutati, expressed his gratitude for the gift. Our earnest thankfulness, European Union. Heaven bless your generosity and encouragement of Zambia's economic progress. May all countries continue to develop in harmony and sustainability.
In environmental news, an eco-travel company promotes responsible tourism in Olac or Vietnam. The Responsible Travel Club of Olac was set up in collaboration with Netherlands Development Organization and Caritas Switzerland. The nonprofit provides opportunities for travelers to help improve local standards of living and protect the environment while discovering new destinations. Visitors to the country can also be shown how non-governmental organizations are helping to preserve the nation's native culture and heritage. Our sincere appreciation, Responsible Travel Club of Olac, Netherlands Development Organization, and Caritas Switzerland, for your supportive initiative. May many eager guests continue to enjoy wonder-filled experiences while contributing to a bright future for the gracious people of Olac or Vietnam. Coming up, plastic bags are banned in the capital of Chad. We're going to surf the net for the latest vegan pet foods. We'll be right back. More noble news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, splendid news for a magnificent world. In good governance news, a ban on plastic bags is successfully implemented in the capital of Chad. Since coming into office in January 2010, the Honourable Mayor Marie-Thérèse Mbaye-Lemdana of N'Djamena has been dedicated to helping people understand the detrimental effects of the bags on the environment. Teachers were asked to share the important information with their students, who were requested to pass it on to their parents. These days, recycled and reusable alternatives are made available in all markets of the city. The streets of N'Djamena are also much cleaner, without plastic litter. A big green salute, Mayor Marie-Thérèse Mbaye-Lemdana and N'Djamena, for your earth-loving achievement. May the eco-conscious citizens of Chad be blessed with ever greater happiness and prosperity on a gentle and long-lasting planet.
Let's enjoy an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled A Little Gift. It is told in Zulu.
Indeed, wena ungungena gaana gembela. Ngijela uguti ngigenzani ukuqola imizilo yakhe uSuzene. Empela ukuqala kugafana umthembile izimbali indoda. Ngikwezile akusebenzi uSuzene. Muthumele izipho ezincane indoda. Esinjengani uSuzene? Njengendandathu ya idaimani.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
حدود یک سال پیش که سوپریم مستر تلویزیون را نگاه می کردم، گیاه‌خوار شدم. به عشق دیدار استاد زنده‌ام. برای سلامتی استاد عزیز دعا می کنم. دوستدارتان محمد از شیراز، ایران.
Compassionate Muhammad, thank you for your sweet message. We're very happy to hear that you have adopted the plant-based diet. We join you in praying for the forever well-being of Supreme Master Ching Hai as she lovingly helps the world become more aware of the urgency of transitioning to the planet-saving organic vegan diet. May Allah bless you and all the elevated people of Iran.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your life be graced with the glory and wonder of heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev reaffirms Russia's priority of furthering cordial relations with Brazil in a congratulatory message to new Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff.
To ensure that citizens have enough food amid steeply increased food prices, Bolivian President Evo Morales asked the army to make and distribute subsidized bread in the cities of El Alto and La Paz.
The Alsaya Aya initiative is launched in Egypt by the National Democratic Party to improve living standards of Egyptian families through economic empowerment of women.
A new anti-discrimination law takes effect in Poland to align the nation's standards with those of the European Union, which upholds equal human rights regardless of sex, race, ethnic origin, nationality, religion, worldview, disability, sexual orientation, or age.
OLAC sees a Vietnamese Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Pham Gia Khim summarizes the past year's activities during the nation's rotating presidency of the UN Security Council, noting intentions to continue with foreign policies that support peace and cooperation.
The start of 2011 sees a law in Spain made effective that bans smoking in indoor bars and restaurants, while in Uzbekistan, the advertising of tobacco products and alcohol are also prohibited to protect public health. For their life-supporting policies, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring the Spanish government with the Shining World Leadership Award and is sending a special salute to Uzbekistan.
An editorial in North Korean state media calls for better peace relations with South Korea and that tensions be eased quickly, while in his televised New Year's address, South Korean President Lee Myung-bak also expressed hope for peace on the Korean Peninsula.
As the second high-level Arab official to visit Iraq since the formation of the new government, Jordan's Prime Minister Samir Rifai meets with his Iraqi counterpart Nouri al-Maliki to discuss enhancement of the two nations' diplomatic and economic cooperation.
Following 30 such actions of clemency by President Raul Castro in 2008, Cuba's Supreme Tribunal commutes the sentence of Mr. Humberto Riel, the nation's last inmate on death row, to now complete a 30-year sentence instead.
As part of the Ukrainian government's efforts to dispose of the country's entire stock of highly enriched uranium, the U.S. Department of Energy assists in shipping 50 kilograms to Russia, where the uranium will be blended into a non-weapon-grade form.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.